I love me some Hazel. Yeah, she's just a special little woman. She sit over there, man. She shout and dance, grab you, you know. And I've been praying about this, you know. And I'm glad you're here to share with me this morning, to help me through this for a few minutes. Yeah, it don't take long to preach, you know. I've been preaching 43 years. Don't take long. It don't take long to preach. So, Father, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is over this place as the Spirit of truth to teach, to preach, to guide, to comfort, to help us at this moment. We yield to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm just going to be a few moments. I hugged the bishop for his intelligence. I know he can preach. I can tell where he talk. But his intelligent protocol, he handled it. And that's where I do if I go to a man's church. If I'm going to say words, he's got a speaker. I'm not going to try to preach it, because it's the pastor's job to preach it. Amen? Amen. Now, Hazel is still alive. And the reason she's still alive is her faith connected her to eternal life. You see, she's still alive. Because her faith connected her to eternal life. I was thinking about her. I wrote a few words. She is a warrior and a winner. And the kingdom wedding cannot and will not go on without Sister Hazel. She'll be a part of that wedding. She was a shaker and a breaker. She loved God. She loved her children. She loved her pastor. She would dance and shout with all her might. I mean, until she was about to fall on, man. She'd dance, man. Paul wrote to Timothy in two openings. He wrote in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, he wrote. And I want to read out of 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. I think this will describe this celebration. Paul said to this young pastor, this is the way you need to train your congregation. In that 12th verse of the 6th chapter of 1 Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Notice he said a good fight. What make a fight good? I win, man. Fight the good fight of faith. And then another part of that verse, excuse me a minute now, another good part of this verse is lay hold on eternal life. Two part. Fight the good fight of faith, and the good fight of faith will enable you to lay hold on something that is eternal, something that cannot vanish, something that cannot depart from you. And so Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Sister Hazel fought this fight. I saw her year after year, week after week. No matter what come up, she's still fighting. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I was talking to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit said, this is a charge, an apostolic charge. This next verse said, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quicken all things. Now that word quicken, it don't mean much if you don't understand what it's talking about. Quicken it means makes alive. But quicken it does not mean making physical alive. It means making spiritual alive, where you cannot die. You go to sleep in the natural, but you're still alive in the spirit. Can I get an amen? You go to sleep in the natural, but you're still alive in the spirit. And so there's a quickening factor here that the grave cannot rob Sister Hazel. How many Christians I got in here? And so he said, fight the good fight. So she fought the good fight. And then you go over into 2 Timothy, hallelujah. Somebody here?
Amen.
I know these verses, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Now, I'm not no rookie at this, so you're not going to set on me today. I'm going to bounce you off of me. I've been preaching for a long time. I preached in schools and everything. So, I mean, no big deal. I can just say hallelujah. And I think these words address here the grave well. 2 Timothy 4, 6 said, for 4 and 6. For I'm now ready. I wish you were ready. Ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Listen now. I have fought a good fight. There it is again, a good fight. That's twice, isn't it? A good fight. Everybody say good fight. How many of y'all fighting a good fight right now? I fought a good fight. 3 things. I have kept. I finished my course and I have kept the faith. Then she said, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown. Y'all let me fum around a little bit. I fumble when I preach. You know? I'm not too smart. I just fumble and listen on the Holy Ghost, you know. Henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the right, or crown, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. My God. What happens when the faith fight is fought properly? And that's what Paul is trying to tell us, that there's no ending to a faith, good fight of faith. Faith will carry you when the natural fails, the spiritual take over. There is not only one realm to live in, there's two realms. There's a natural human realm, but there's another realm called the realm of the spirit, where God lived, where Jesus lived, where all the saints of God who went before us, they live. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Job. They live in another realm. And in this life, if you have hope only, you're all men's most miserable. But there's another life. There's another place. There's a moving ground. God Almighty, hallelujah. What happened when the faith fight is fought properly? Faith is a mighty weapon. Oh, my God. Faith is a mighty weapon that conquer death through grace. I said faith is a weapon. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. Faith can take you places that money can't take you. Faith can take you places that education can't take you. Faith take you into a realm where God Almighty, the everlasting God, lives, moves, and have his being. I tell you, Hazel's all right. Yeah, oh yeah, she had faith. Faith is a weapon. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, for a few minutes, I'm almost through. Glory to God, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I love God. Do you love God? Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, there's a scripture I want to call your attention to. The 13th verse said, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. The promises. You know what promises are? Promises are vehicles that carry the provision of God. When God makes you a promise, the Bible full of them, thousands of promises. When God makes you a promise, promises are divine carriers. They're carrying something that the natural can't stop. They're carrying something that man can't stop. They're carrying something that the devil can't stop. Promises are vehicles promising me that God say, if a man die, he'll live again. God say, I'm the resurrection and the life. Even though he was dead, even though it looked like he's the dead, but the Bible said, yet shall she live. Promises. We have promises. The old song said, we're standing on the promises of God. He'll never let you down. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. He said, my word will not return to me void. It will accomplish and prosper in whatsoever I send it to. Hazel knew that. Some of y'all sit here like y'all don't know God. I'm preaching the gospel. Won't wave your hand, won't open your mouth, just sitting here. Thank you on it. You don't own it, Jesus own it. If you're a Christian, let it be known. When the gospel, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God and the salvation. When the gospel preached, Christians should respond. Don't matter who preaching it, long as it's the gospel. Oh man, come on, man. Don't come here with no attitude. You need him. No matter what you are, you need him. I'm saved, blessed, rich, but I still need him. Everybody need him. Tell somebody I need him. I need him. Woo! I need him. Now, in a case like this, I told you I wasn't going to be long, right? In a case like this, you need evidence. And some of the evidence here is righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. These are evidence that made it known when you was around Sister Hazel that she wasn't just normal. She had some divine substance running through her. Like love, joy, and peace, long-suffering. You can sense the way she carried herself. She had some substance running through her that caused her to act a certain way. You see, when you're a Christian, you can't act anyway. The old folks say, I got some reins on me. And when I look like I'm going wrong, I feel that rein tightening, pulling me back. Read one verse. I'm almost through now. I'm going to read one verse from a living psalm, but yet in prayer this morning when I was on my knees, and I didn't know that was my favorite psalm, the 23rd psalm, but in prayer when I was on my knees at one of my kneeling stations, I have three in my house. Three kneeling stations. How many kneeling stations you got? See, we done got to the point where we won't kneel no more. We pray standing up. But the Bible said, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess. You're never going to get spiritual the way you want without kneeling. Someone said, every now and then you got to go by Kneeway Station. Get on your knees. Humble yourself before God. And posture yourself to God and let him know I'm depending on you. I can't make it by myself. I heard you're a present help in the time of trouble. So I hear him saying this morning, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. What else he said? In, oh my God, my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would told you so. Not only that, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Oh, Heather. You got me stirred up this morning. Heather. You got me stirred up. Oh, Heather, Sotomayor. Oh, glory. Oh, I'm coming in a minute. I'm coming around the corner. Oh, Lord. I'm coming around the corner. But I hear Paul said, I've fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. Sunday after Sunday, I will see Hazel in a seat. Had a hand in the air. Praising God. Fighting a good fight. Notice life can't last always. No matter who you are. No matter where you live. No matter what you have. You better get your business fixed. For this life is so short. James said like a vapor. And it soon fade away. But there's another life. According to John 3:16. For God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believe him. Shall not perish. She could not perish. Because she have everlasting life. Paul said I'm ready. The time of my departure at hand. Everybody got to get ready for that day. I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. Where you going, Hazel? I'm leaving this old world. I'm leaving sickness. I'm leaving disease. I'm leaving pain. I'm leaving gossip. I'm leaving everything behind me. I got another home. If this earthly house of a tabernacle dissolve, I have another building not made. I said not made with hand. Eternal. Somebody help me here. Eternal in the heavens. I'm on my way. The other day when I laid my hand on Hazel, she was telling me, Pastor, I'm on my way. Thank you for preaching the gospel to me. The gospel is my challenge I'm going to go through now. The gospel of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? He lived and they took him and they crucified him on a cross. He wasn't dying for himself. He was dying for me and you. He hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. He was bleeding. They had took a spear in his side, put a crown on his head. And they whipped him with many stripes. I heard somebody say, with his stripe, I am healed. He was wounded for my transgression, bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And with his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, yeah. He died on the old rugged cross. He died. He hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. But oh Lord, one day he was in the grave. 2 days he was in the grave. But on the third day, I say on the third day, just like he promised, you can destroy this temple, but in 3 days, I'll come up alive again. Anybody know about this? On the third day, Jesus rose from the grave. Is in my hand. Hell, heaven, and death are in my hand. Sleep on, Hazel. Sleep on, Hazel. Sleep on, Hazel. You my friend, Hazel. Sleep on, Hazel. You my friend, Hazel. You's a sweet woman, Hazel. You's a good woman, Hazel. I love you, Hazel. I love you. Farewell. I'll see you.
see you on that other day. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Come on, let's pray them a little bit. Glory, glory. Give him praise for a good life, a good woman, a good fight. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Christian. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, men and women of God. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 It ain't over yet. Hallelujah. Ow, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody help me praise the Lord, y'all. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soldier gone home. Hey. She fought a good fight. She kept the faith. She finished her course. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead and celebrate. That's all right. Pray in tongues. Pray. That's right. That's right. Oh my God. Halalabashata. Glory to God. Shalalabaya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and celebrate. You got a good mama. Good mama. Good mama. Go ahead and let them rejoice. Let them rejoice. Yeah, hallelujah. That's right. Let's pray. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to praise God and rejoice. You know what I'm saying? That's the way it's supposed to be. Celebrate. A good woman. Oh my goodness. I'm with you 100%. I'm with you 100%. My prayer go out to you. All right, mortician, where my friend at? Come, my friend, and let them view the body. They want to view the family request. I told you what I told you. I'm with them, right? Yeah, so he's going to come and take care of it. Y'all get a chance to view, and then we'll march on out. Thank you so much. Hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. I'm with you 100%. Praise his name. That's what you're supposed to do, praise him. Thank God. Thank God, she fought a good fight. She fought a good fight. Yeah, she fought a good fight. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Absent from the body. Now remember that now, as you pass by and look at mama. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Give the Lord his glory. Give the Lord praise. Don't act like Jesus didn't do nothing for you. He did it. She wants you to praise her. She died in the Lord. She died in the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost up in here, boy. I feel the Spirit of God. Hey. Glory to God.